Hello.
Thank you for choosing Ingham Moss Collection. My name is Joanna. May I have your first and last name?
Sure. My first name is George. My last name is Sipo.
Can you verify your address and email address, please?
Sure. 57 Parksville Road, Pleasant Valley, New York, 12569.
Okay. And you're calling about your eShop order?
Yes.
Okay, we did send out some of your items before. Well, no, you have the USS Enterprise for $26.99. You have the US Enterprise for $26.99.
Correct. That was the Enterprise F with Star Trek Online. There's a couple of variables.
Yes, that is correct. That order is still pending. It's not available yet, so we haven't actually charged your card. So if you do have a $36.70 charge on your account, it should be an authorization hold, AUTH, which is a
Okay.
hold until we clear it when it's available to be shipped out.
Okay, well, that was charged to my PayPal account.
Yeah,
That's number one.
it's an authorization hold.
My PayPal account showed that it was charged.
Yes, it's going to show charge, but it's an authorization hold. Because
Okay.
if it's not available to ship out, then we don't process the payment. It's just a hold on that amount.
Okay. So I need to speak to somebody about this because here's the deal. I spoke to maybe about five people. One person said that it was out of stock. This must have been about the third person that I spoke to that said that the item was out of stock, and yet I was still able to order it. And everyone else that I spoke to afterwards, they said that she was wrong and she misread it. And now I'm getting an email that it's out of stock. I was told that I had to ask actually for a receipt that to see if my order went through. And they sent me the receipt 3 days later that my order did go through. I never received a confirmation email on my order. I spoke to a manager. They gave me all kinds of excuses from a relocation of a warehouse and that the item is available and it will ship out within 5 to 7 days. That was the last thing that they said, that it'll ship out within 5 to 7 days. And oh, by the way, they also said that I entered a wrong home address, which I've been living here for 19 years. I don't see how I entered a wrong home address. And they changed that around and they said that you entered a wrong email address, but yet they emailed me before that. So, I don't know if they're just like reaching for straws or what they're doing, but I just need a direct, definitive answer as to what's going on here with
It's
this.
not available right now, sir. If it was available, I would have acknowledged that during the beginning of the phone call. Right now, where it says shipment date is blank, so we have not shipped it out, nor have we processed the payment. We have not approved the payment because we don't approve any customer's payment and have their payment just on hold and they don't have any products. So if you do see it
Ma'am.
on your account, it's because you did place the order and you used your card so that your card can be processed for the $36.70 through PayPal, but it's an authorization hold on that amount.
Okay, but it's charged though to my PayPal account. I have it. It's $33.94. That's what it came out to.
Yes, you will see the charge because you entered your PayPal payment method to process the payment, but it's an authorization hold, AUTH. So it's a hold on that amount. So we won't approve it until we know that we have the items available to ship out.
Okay, so what I mean, I'm really disappointed in this. I just want a direct, definitive answer. Will it be available? Will you be sending it? I was getting it actually for a gift
When is
and.
yes, when it becomes available, we would then ship it out and send you your tracking information. I don't have
But
any,
with
I
all due
do not have
respect, that's
any,
not telling me anything. It could
right,
be
I don't have a
available in the
date.
next 20.
I'm not going to say that it's going to be available in 3 days. Then if it doesn't ship, then that'll be one more
May I speak to a
subliminal
manager,
added.
please?
I am a supervisor, sir, but I can transfer
Oh,
you to
you are a
someone else.
supervisor.
I
Okay.
am.
Okay, so
So
this is
I'm giving
not
you the.
right. So when I go onto your website, other items that are not available, they just they're not available to order. Okay. And my issue, and I appreciate your candid, you know, you being candid with me, and I do, and it's not a reflection on you. You're very helpful, but the problem is every time I call there, somebody tells me something different, and then they send me something totally different as far as an email. Okay, I went from this being a warehouse issue to being an address issue for me, to being an email address issue, to being not available, to being told that the person was wrong in saying that it was not available, to now being not available again. So you see where I'm going with this, ma'am? I mean, this is not, you know, I mean, it's just a simple, you know, it's a simple order that you know, that's causing heartache over here.
Yes, I think the most frustrating thing is that you was trying to order it to have it arrive by a certain date, assuming that it will be available for purchase. And now that you've paid your money or your money is on hold for it, it's not available to be shipped out.
No, that's not the issue. But okay, I mean, we're not, you know, I'm saying one thing and you're just saying another thing. And if you go onto your website, it clearly shows what items are available and what items are not available. If an item is not available, it gives you an option to be notified when the item becomes available.
Mm-hmm.
If the item is available, then you just place the order. Okay, and like as I explained to you before, I got multiple excuses from multiple people. So, you know, which one do I pick?
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I mean, not saying that they're not telling you the truth. I just don't know where they're gathering that additional information. Yes, we had a warehouse change. Yes, there have been a change in our shipping that's causing not a big delay, but some delay because all of our customers are receiving the same tracking, not the same tracking number, but the same tracking message, and their items are still arriving at their door. So that's our issue, not the customer's issue. So when you're placing an order for something and the status does not show ship, if a customer calls in, they want to know the status of his order. If it doesn't say ship, then it's not ship. You know, it can be shipped out. We ship on Tuesdays and Fridays only. So if you're calling on a Monday or a Thursday, or like today is Tuesday, if it was shipped, it would have say ship today because we ship on Tuesdays and Fridays. And your order doesn't say that it's shipped today. Will it ship on Friday? It's a possibility because we only ship on Tuesdays and Fridays.
And you have no idea when this item will become available.
I don't have an ETA on it, but I can tell you as a customer, it's your decision on how much longer that you choose to wait. You can call us back Friday, and if it does not have a ship date by this Friday, which is the 14th, it's up to you on what you would like to do going forward, if you want to wait on it or not.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you, Mr. George.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, man. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you for choosing Megan Moss Collection.
Bye-bye. Yep. Bye-bye.